if you get beat the way we got beat on Saturday, it's, you know, it's probably a, it's bad in some ways that we played so quick, but it's also good in some ways that you have a chance to kind of redeem yourself at least a little bit. And, you know, this doesn't take away what happened Saturday, but, you know, the best we could do today was to go 1-0, and we were able to do that. So, yeah, it was a good way to bounce back.
How the lift was Mitch in his 31 minutes?
I thought Mitch was great. You know, I thought David was fine, but when Mitch came in, it almost felt like you couldn't take him out. And we played a little different defensively, and I thought he really did a good job protecting the rim and being active, and certainly probably the best game maybe he's had since he's been here. You know, I thought he was great.
Is he about the best you guys have in terms of energy infusion?
Yeah. Mitch gives us energy off the bench. There's no question. I thought Marcus played well too, considering, you know, he's been out the whole time, and you know, it's hard to argue with Devon's energy tonight, but Mitch off the bench, Mitch was for sure a spark.
You don't have a ton of guys who've played in this rivalry. He has. He grew up in it. You think that was needed tonight? A guy that's been through this and knows what this thing means, bigger than just one game.
I would say it probably means as much to Mitch or more to play well against K-State as it does maybe more than anybody on our team, just because of the reasons you stated. So, yeah, I mean, but, you know, they've got guys like that too. You know, Dean, obviously, you know, or whatever. So everybody always has somebody like that in a rivalry game. But with us, you're probably right. Being from here and having played in the last 2 years and getting beat the first time, it probably meant as much to him as anybody.
Bill, those two timeouts early, after they got off to a pretty good start, what was the thought behind?
Well, did I call two? I just called one, didn't I?
One before the media
time. Yeah, and then one at the media time. No, my thought was I didn't think we played near as bad as the score. You know, we're down 10-3. And I could be wrong. I think their first 7 points were with 3 seconds or left on the shot clock. So we defended. We just didn't finish the possession. And then we were so sped up offensively. I mean, so sped up. We didn't get any good looks the first 5 or 6 minutes. And I just tried to tell them, hey, I told them at the 16-minute mark, hey, the game just now starting. I mean, everybody knew we'd have nerves and whatever. So the game is just starting right now. But we needed something good to happen right there, and if I'm not mistaken, Marcus Garrett banked in a three, and it goes from 10-6 or 10-9, whatever it was, and then that we played lights out. You know, for the most part, they're hard to score on, and for us to finish the half the way we did, we played really well. Of course, they had two guys in foul trouble, but still, though, I thought we took it at them, you know, pretty well.
Bill, you talk about switching the world. Dietrich, how do you think that went?
Probably went good. You know, that's something that we haven't done a lot with him on the perimeter. We practiced it for 10 minutes yesterday, but he's so smart. You know, he can figure stuff out. And I thought Mitch did a good job on their five, whoever that was at the time, you know, with his ball screen defense. They scored 5 points off ball screen defense tonight that I can recall, and Texas Tech may have scored 20, you know, so it is a big improvement.
Coach, I know you said you hadn't talked about the streak with the guys. Has that changed basically now since you got to run the table almost?
No, well, we know we got to run the table. I mean, talking about winning the league and talking about the streak to me are two different things. So we're not talking about the streak. We're talking about this team trying to win the league. You know, obviously we got to have some good things happen, and then there's no margin for error with us any longer. So we know that, but I'd rather at least be in the game than not in the game. You know, we're capable of playing a heck of a lot better on the road than what we have, and we'll have to in order to put ourselves in a position to at least, you know, contend for it. But there's a lot of things happen. I know that Tech still has to go to Ames and TCU, and I know K-State still got to go to Fort Worth. So Jamie Dixon and the Horned Frogs are my second favorite team in the league, you know, without question.
Energy and defense, what do you think about the way Q played tonight?
I thought he's good. I thought Q played both ends. You know, played a lot of minutes, played both ends, got in the paint a couple of times, and certainly, you know, made some big shots for us. But I thought he did an admirable job defensively, too. I thought it was one of his better games.
Is getting that first shot to go a key for him? I'm sure it is for most players, but maybe more so for him?
Maybe. I would say... I think his confidence level is a little different than it was a month ago. So I don't think missing a first one or his first two or first three would affect him. Maybe in a way it would a month ago, because I think he's growing up, you know, right before our eyes. But But certainly, yeah, it's always nice to have one go down.
To respond like that after going to Tech and the way it went, what's it say kind of this about, you know, this kind of a young core, have around here for a little while? What did you maybe learn about them tonight?
Well, I think we, you shouldn't put too much emphasis on tonight, but we did kind of grow up tonight. Even though, I thought we tried at Tech. I didn't think we quit by any stretch or anything like that. I just thought we played miserably, and I thought they played fabulous. And when we got punched in the mouth, we didn't know how to react. But you go back and you talk to them about it. You know, was our energy level as good as Tech's? You know, and the answer is no. But you guys say you tried as hard as you could. Well, energy is part of trying. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into trying and competing that we can certainly improve on. And today we were a team that, no matter what happened today, we were going to compete our butts off. And I just knew that before the game even started.
Anything else?
Does the league title feel a little less attainable than usual, just given the fact that you don't control your own destiny? That's kind of a different situation.
You know, we've had some success with it, and I don't know that I can remember a time where we didn't control our own destiny. I think that, you know, we there's been games, years where we were five games out and maybe be behind a game or something. But going into the last three, I don't know that we've ever been in a situation that we didn't control it. If we won out, we'd win it. And we haven't always won out, but at least we put ourselves in a position where that was the case. And yeah, so I'm not worried about the streak. I'm worried about this team trying to compete for it. And you know, we've been so poor on the road. You know, we just need to try to, you know, get a win in Stillwater. And then if we get a win in Stillwater, then we can talk about it a little bit. But we've got to go prove ourselves away from home before we should even talk about it.
You guys certainly didn't lack motivation in a lot of different ways tonight. But do you think the way the game ended at Bramlage with Brown's dunk, did that add anything for you guys at all?
I swear that has not even been brought up, discussed, or our players even talk about that. You know, turnabout is fair play. So I don't even read into that at all. So no, that didn't have anything to do with motivation at all.
So you talk about Brown being healthy, 4 points, 0 points in the second half. Just the job you guys did on him defensively.
Yeah, well, I thought, you know, Devon was the point guy on that. You know, we switched a lot, but he probably had him 80% of the time, and he did a great job on him. And he's a terrific player, and you know, they're so quick. You know, he and Stokes. But you know, we let him get downhill a couple times, and he didn't finish. And those are shots that I'm sure that he makes at least a decent percentage. But he didn't get a lot of wide open looks. I thought we really defended for all 40 minutes. And if it weren't for end of clock, them making shots in the first half, I thought we defended probably even better the first half than we did the second half. All right.